What do I want to have? This is Dr. Harry L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What do I want to have? Isn't that an open-ended question? What do I want to have? What is it that would make me happy? What would it be that would make me feel the most satisfied person in the world? In a seminar I gave in New Mexico recently, I asked the question, if you had three wishes, what would you wish for? And they started wishing for all the beautiful mundane things, and you know, harmony in our family, peace in the world, and things like that. And I said, you got to use your head. What do I want to have? Well, we know that we're God. We know that we're the creator of our world. We know that every thought that we think becomes a reality as long as we keep our thought consistent on what we want to have of reality. So, I said to the gentleman, I said, that's kind of limiting. Now you got three thoughts, three wishes, boop, they're gone. If you would say to yourself, I wish to have all the wishes in the world, all the wishes I ever want, you'd be unlimited. You'd have the golden goose laying the golden eggs for you. Now, what do I want to have? You see, most of us have no idea what we want to have because we think so small. You've heard the statement, is your God too small? Boy, your God is way too small. Way too small. And you know, you are so stupid because you're still thinking in millions, and you should be thinking in billions, and you really should be thinking in trillions, and you really should be thinking in zillions. Because give another 5 years, and we won't be in the gigabytes, we'll be in the trigabytes, and then even not 5 years, now we're in the trigabytes. And then we're in the, what's the next thing up, zigabytes? Or whatever number is the next of a compounded of that. And it's unbelievable. How can you have 100 million times 100 million? You know, my goodness, we do think small in our numbers because it doesn't work. Remember at the end of the Second World War in Germany, the people had such a poverty problem, they had to take a wheelbarrow full of money to go and buy a loaf of bread, because the money had so little value. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you see, if you were saying millions then, they'd say, yeah, yeah. Oh, just go to Italy. Go to Italy, as it used to be, and perhaps still is. But in Italy, they want 1 million lire down payment on a car. 1 million lire down payment or more. You know, more.
Oh, a million is nothing.
Oh, a million, as Ellen says, a million is nothing, you see. And so it all depends on what your values are. So what do I want to have? If we want to have specific items, we limit ourselves. If we want to have the universal concept, then we open our mind to the universal. Now, what sort of universal concept would you like to have in your life? Now, we all know that we live on many dimensions. We all know that this is a life is eternal, and though it appears to end, it really doesn't. We all know that we can speak our word, and we can enjoy any experience we want to enjoy, because we are. I'm sick. Oh, I feel so terrible. And boy, do you feel terrible. Are you sick? I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function, my body is whole and perfect. And you go marching out and being whole and perfect. You are whatever you proclaim you are. So now, why don't we proclaim that I am the infinite? Is that true? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why don't you proclaim it? How many times have you said that today I am the infinite? How many times have you said I am the allness? How many times have you said I am God? I prompted you a couple times and you said it. But how many times did you say, I am God? Not many. You see, what do you want to have? Do you want to have what Jesus had? Do you want to have what Mary had? Do you want to have what Joseph had? Do you want to have what God had? Oh, yeah, yeah. Her head goes bobbling up and down, of course. We want to have what God had. Jesus was demonstrating, a son of God perhaps, Jesus was demonstrating many of the wonderful faculties of God, but on what level was Jesus mainly demonstrating? Say it quickly if you can think of it. On the human level. Jesus was talking to the people on the human level with divine principles, but on the human level. So now, is that what you want? And what was Mary talking about? Huh. Mary was just a channel. Mary was just a channel for the Immaculate Birth. Mary didn't even have the ability to offer her own body as the growing ground for the child. The child was growing in his own little perfect, whatever it was, you know, perfect cell or perfect shell or whatever. And Joseph, he was just a nice guy. Joseph said, yes, yes, this is my wife. Yes, yes, we're married. Yes, yes, she is not a harlot. She is not a woman who's gone out and got pregnant by somebody else. She's mine. And of course, he lied. And so Jesus' birth was on a lie. My gosh, Herb, you're talking terrible. But it's true. It's true. Did it matter? What mattered is that it came forth. What mattered is that the Jews wrote the story. It's all from the Old Testament.
You didn't.
It's all from the Old Testament of how the Hebrew life was and how a Messiah would come and would be born of a virgin and all this other good stuff. Well, they created that. They created that. And now, they were willing to stone her until Joseph said, hey, cool it, she's my wife. You know? Here, the Jews created this and they were willing to stone her. But this is all part of the game. What do I want to have? What do I want to have? We can look at the life of Jesus, for instance, and we don't know too much about it. And why don't we know too much about it? Because he is like the normal information in the newspaper. The normal family has few sicknesses, if any. The normal family has enough food on the table. The normal family lives in harmony. The normal family has a nice family and things go along well. And Jesus' family was like that. Jesus was not ill, so they didn't say he had a cold. Jesus was not with problems, so they didn't say he had problems. Jesus lived a very glorious life, and so did his brothers and sisters. They should have said, thanks, Jesus. We know that it's because of your thinking that has given us this wonderful gift. Well, now, what do I want to have? Do I want my life to be at least as good as what Jesus had as a child, as a growing up person? I would think so. At least as good. But then what did Jesus do? He said, the things that I do, you can do too, but greater things than these shall you do. So he told us, we're supposed to go and do even greater things. What do I want to have? Those are the greater things. What do you want to have? You don't know. You tell me your problems, and I say, wonderful, have some more problems. You tell me your solutions, I say, wonderful, have some more solutions. I will work with you on your solutions, you see? And you think, Herb, you're cold, you're mean. Here, I'm telling you, stop making me very unhappy, I'm crying. And yeah, sure, that doesn't bother me. I've seen people cry before over nothing. You know, I've even seen people cry for joy. Mm-hmm. They go to weddings. My daughter's getting married to the nicest guy in the world, and we're going to have the grandparents. We're going happy, but crying her head off, you know. And Papa standing there, the Rock of Gibraltar, strong and sturdy. And as his daughter's getting married, the tears are running down his cheeks. My baby, my little baby, she's getting married. And pretty soon, she'll have babies, and I'll be a grandpa, you know? So, what do I want to have? We have to make up our mind. We have to make up our mind, what do we want to have in life? Do you want to be a Joseph? Do you want to be a Mary? Do you want to be a Jesus? Do you want to be a God? You see, what do you want to have? And when you make up your mind, what do you want to have, then you start acting like that. you start acting like who it is that would have what you want to have. Now, if you are interested in being a spiritually illumined person, act like a spiritually illumined person. Act like that. How do you act like that? It's a good question. I can tell you how I act like that, and I show you how I act like that, but you have to act like whatever you think it is. What do you think a spiritually illumined person is? Do you think a spiritually illumined person is one who complains, ever? Because they create their own world. Does a spiritually illumined person ever say something naughty about another person, even if it's right? No. They don't even care. They look at this other person and they see right through that facade to the fact, the truth, the reality of the other person, how beautiful they are. You see? And does a spiritually illumined person ever walk into the bank to get some money saying, I hope I have enough in the account. I hope I can get it. I hope I can get it. No way. A spiritually illumined person always knows that whatever they choose to have is theirs, however the means they choose to have it, but whatever they choose to have is theirs. Now, are you ready? Are you ready? Yeah. Okay, then go for it. What do I want to have? Well, tell yourself. Live it. Express it. Enjoy it. Amen. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thank you.